Hello.
Hello.
Can I speak to Mr. Mann, please?
Yes, we can.
Hi, Craig. My name's Mike. Hi, I'm MMA Legal, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay, thanks.
Excellent. Do you have 5 minutes to have a chat with me, Craig, about your redress case?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Just to let you know, Craig, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. You've been dealing with James and the team over in our customer care. We've got you to a point now where we're going to go out and start gathering the evidence for you, which is my team's role. It's not so much, although I am going to write to obviously the social services and education authorities and the care settings you're in. My role today and the call today is not so much about your time in care. It's more to do with how the trauma you faced in care has had an effect on you into your adult life.
Right.
Whether that be through the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues. And what I'll do, Craig, is I'll write to GPs, NHS trusts, drug rehabilitation centres, and I'll gather that information. And we can then present that along with obviously the evidence of your time in care to give the Scottish Redress team an overall picture of what happened to you in care has had an effect has affected you throughout your adult life.
Yeah.
Is that okay, Craig?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So I am going to ask you some tough questions, Craig, and I apologise profusely in advance, but I will be doing you as my client a disservice if I don't ask you them. So if you at any point in the call you wish to stop, just let me know and we'll rearrange the call, okay?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. Do you, Craig, or have you ever suffered with any sort of depression or anxiety?
Yeah, suffered probably depression and anxiety for maybe the last 30 years.
Yeah.
Maybe longer. And I was diagnosed with CPTSD. CPTSD, complex post-traumatic. And I was only diagnosed that a few years ago.
But yeah, complex PTSD.
Yeah, I've had that all through my... I think it probably started before I went into care, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Do you seek medical attention for the depression and the anxiety or any sort of anti-depression meds or...?
Yeah, I've seen a psychiatrist and that. What's the place? Huntleyburn and Galashiels.
Okay, I'll get that information off you in a sec, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Answer the questions. Was the referral to the psychiatrist through your GP, was it?
To be honest, I can't really remember referred me.
Okay.
I had a bit of a breakdown. My father had just passed away. I ended up taking it really bad for some reason. And ended up in a mental home.
Okay. Okay. I'll get that mental hospital or whatever, the mental institute off you in a sec. Because I'll write to them and I'll gather all your records from there.
Yeah.
That's father. Have you ever suffered with any sort of alcohol or drug issues, Craig?
I've smoked cannabis all my life. I think cannabis has probably helped me. When I started smoking cannabis, I stopped getting into trouble.
Yeah.
I've drank and that, but I've never really had a problem with it.
I've
never really taken any heavy substance, drugs or anything.
Yeah, a lot of my clients do smoke cannabis. It obviously helps numb the what's going on in clients' heads. It's definitely not a taboo subject, if you like. We do fully understand. Okay, so a real tough one, Craig, again, and I'm sorry for having to ask this one, but have you ever tried to take your own life, sir?
Yeah, maybe a couple of times.
Yeah, sorry that you thought that was your option or your only option. Are you okay, Craig?
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Did any of those suicide attempts end up with hospitalisation?
I think both of them probably. I don't remember.
Okay.
Quite a while
ago. Okay. So I gather what I'll do is, if it's okay with you, I'll get your GP's details.
Yeah.
I'll get the details of the psychiatrist and any of the hospitals that you remember due to the, obviously, suicide attempts. And I'll write you all of them so I can get you, obviously, an accurate picture of what's happened to you. Can I take your GP's details, please, Craig?
Dr. Montgomery.
Dr. Montgomery.
At Waverley Practice, Gammershield.
Gammershield. Okay, I'll find it from that. Okay. And do you know the psychiatric hospital that you were in? Can I take that?
It's called Huntleyburn. I think it's... Eric, shut up. Huntleyburn, yeah, Huntlyburn.
Okay.
And I think it's part of the, yeah, I think it's part of the Border General Hospital.
Okay.
It's like next door, yeah, anyway.
And it's part of where, sorry?
The Border General Hospital, BGH, it's called.
Of BGH. Okay. And the suicide attempts, what hospital was you admitted to?
I think it probably would have been the same hospital, Border General Hospital, I think.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so I'll write you GP. I won't tell them why I'm writing. I don't need to tell any of these institutions why I'm writing. Obviously, we're your law firm or your lawyers. So,
yeah.
I'll request all of your medical records from all of these three institutions.
Right.
I'll also write to the education and the social service authorities in the care settings you're in, Craig.
Yeah.
When I get that information. Do you want me to share that information with you, Craig?
Yeah, it would be quite handy, I suppose. But most of my memory is white. I've not much memory.
Yeah.
All that things really.
Craig, the closer to the time, or when I get the information, it's going to be, it could be anywhere between 6 and 10 months. I'll ask you again then, if you want me to share it, independent, or, you know. I'll share it with you. Obviously, it's your journey. You have every right to see it. So if you want it, you can obviously have it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what we'll do is, once I get the information, whether you want it or you don't, we'll go through it together. We'll make sure that you're happy with the evidence that we've gathered. We'll make sure that all of your statements are in line and, you know, you're happy with everything inside of your statements.
And maybe that,
you know, getting this information back may kick up some more memories. So it's not going to be an easy call, Craig, but you know, we do have probably 8 to 10 months to get ready and prepare for that. So once we've gone through that together, we will then obviously attach them records, your medical records, and then we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress team.
Okay.
That will obviously then give them a picture of, an overall picture of obviously your time in care and what's happened to you since. what the next step of the process is, we'll then await what's called a panel date, Craig. That's where the case will be judged. It's done behind closed doors, so we don't have to attend. But we will be informed of the outcome either by writing or email, or and hopefully from there we get you the recognition that obviously you deserve, and hopefully some financial compensation for you as well, Craig.
Yeah, good.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Fantastic. Do you have any questions for me about that?
No, not really. I can't understand it quite.
Perfect. Just obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I do have to go back a step with you, Craig. Certainly on this recorded call that we're on, just to make sure that you fully understand our fees. You understand what other options are out there available for you. And if you're happy to continue, then obviously I'll go out and gather the evidence for you.
So just to let you know,
Craig, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. It was set up so individuals can apply without the need of a law firm. But obviously, if that would entail, if you wish to, as gathering your own evidence and building your own case. So that is an option for you, and that is option one. Option two is there are other law firms out there that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. How they do that, or the way in which they do that, is they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client win, loses or draws. Now, legally, I can't divulge what they would do for you, or what them law firms, probably more importantly, don't do for you, Craig. All I can tell you is that we don't participate in that scheme. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions, even though we're getting some pressure to take it, but we don't want it. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government or be owed to them. We entered into a joint venture with you under a private fee agreement of what's called a no-win, no-fee agreement.
Yeah.
What that means is, obviously, we win together, we lose together. And it's on us as a company, as a law firm, to go out and give you the best chance of getting the most positive of outcomes. Our fees are 20% inclusive of any VAT. They're actually capped at 20%. So no matter how much time and effort goes into your case, we will never charge you more, or you'll never pay us more than 20%. It's actually slightly less. It's around about 19.2, but just obviously easier for people to understand that 20% is capped. On the flip side to that, Craig, because of the obviously hardships you faced in your life due to being okay, you know, whether it be mental health, emotional hardships, we will never put you under any sort of financial strain if we're unsuccessful in this case. What type of dog, Eric?
Many bulldog.
We'll never put you under any sort of financial strain, Craig. So what that means is if we're unsuccessful, we won't come looking for any fees from you. Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees. Is that okay, Craig?
Yeah, I understand that totally.
Okay, so you understand those three options I've given you?
Yeah.
Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yeah, of course.
Excellent. So just to let you know, Craig, you have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. If you're unaware, I can restart that 14-day cooling-off period as of today. Or if you're happy with ourselves and our process and our fees, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling-off period and we can start on your case as soon as possible. But that's entirely up to you.
Yeah, I'm happy for you to start just when you can.
Okay, so you're happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period, Craig?
Yeah.
Excellent. What I'll do, Craig, is I'll write you with my contact details within the next 2 weeks. You have my number now. This is the number we're speaking on. I'm the only person on this line. My name is Michael. If you save my number, Craig, and you need to speak to me over anything, whether it's about the case or whether it's, you know, you're struggling with your mental health and you just want to have a chat with somebody who understands your background and, you know, what's happened to you, then I'll always be at the other end of a phone call for you.
Okay.
Okay, Craig. Do you have any questions for me?
No. I'm okay, thanks.
Well, enjoy the rest of your day, and I'm sorry for having to drag you over this again.
That's okay.
We won't need to drag you over anything like this until we get your information back within, you know, the next 6 to 10 months' time, so.
Okay. That's fine.
I'll check in with you, Craig, every few weeks, just to let you know how I'm getting on, whether that by email or I'll give you a call. But yeah, I'll walk you through to the end now, buddy.
Okay. That's fine.
Thank you, Mr. Maynes. Lovely speaking to you. Thank you for being brave and speaking to me.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Thanks, Craig. Speak to you soon.
All right. Goodbye. Bye.
Bye now.